It's incredibly important because music and theater bring so much joy to everyone's life, and it would be horrible to see all that fade away. And there are so many kids that we've worked with as music mom and dad since 1996. It's very important for us just to be a part of those kids' lives, and we've enjoyed every minute of what we've done there.
Thank you, thank you, and welcome to A Fresh Air Inspired Life, showcasing Copper Harbor from the inside and the power of kindness, connection, and community. Brought to you by Copper Harbor Vitality, I'm your host, Amanda Wise, and it's great to be here. Pardon my voice, I'll talk about that at the end. First, today's guests moved to the harbor 6 years ago, after visiting annually since 1990. Together, they coordinate performances in the park, which draws bigger and bigger crowds each year. Please welcome Jeff and Kathy Idy. Hey, you two.
Hello.
Hi.
So before we get into performance in the park, would you mind telling us about your journey getting to the harbor and how you knew you wanted to live here?
As I was just saying, I was 8 years old, and I came out of the pilot house that was behind King Copper. It was a gift shop, and there was all these lake boats coming across the lake, up and down bound, and I saw this beautiful pilot house, and I saw all those boats, and I turned around and said to my family, I'm going to live here someday. They all laughed at me, and I said, no, really, I'm going to live here someday.
Aww.
And then many years later, I met him, we fell in love, and we went to Maine for our third and fourth wedding anniversaries.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then for our fifth wedding anniversary, we can't remember what happened, so we couldn't afford to go to Maine again. And I said, I know a place you might like almost as much as Maine. And he's like, okay, what are you talking about? And I told him about the harbor, and we came up here, and he fell in love with it immediately too. So,
yeah.
And we knew at some point we were definitely going to be living up here.
I always told people it's a lot like Maine, rocky shoreline, big waves, lighthouses, but there's no lobster cages on the piers.
Nice. So then you guys would come up every year after that.
Every year.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, for decades. And how did you secure your place to live, and how did you get to finally be here? What was that journey like?
Oh boy. We had bought a lot in 2003 and thinking we were going to build our house on it by the time we would retire. And that kind of all fell through in 2014 when we found out how expensive it was going to be to build on our lot. And I was devastated. It was so heartbreaking. And then how did that go? I can't remember.
Well, the end of that summer, I came back up. You were working up here. And I came back up to get you, and then somebody mentioned Shay's gift store.
Lynn,
yeah, as far as being a possibility. And then we thought we'd turn it into a house. So we started going through all the work to
We did that. Most of the work ourselves, other than the big construction things.
Yeah.
Mm. And actually, that's where we're sitting right now, in their house. It's gorgeous in here. If you ever look in the windows when you walk by on the road, there's cool lights and decorations everywhere. Just beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations on that. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot to, especially when things are thrown in that you don't expect. Mm-hmm. And there's so much, mm-hmm. you never know what can
yeah.
happen.
Yeah, and it was difficult because I was up here alone working and living over with Lynn. And then and he would come up like every few weeks, and we would come in here and and work. And so Tom Wirchak gave me, he loaned me a little tiny sledgehammer, and I went to town. I had so much fun.
Wow.
Yeah, so he helped me a lot that first season in 2017.
Awesome. Give a woman a sledgehammer. You never know what can happen.
Yeah, yeah. And then Jeff had fun with Mark from Bay Electric.
Yeah.
Because the electrical in here was super scary.
Well, it was an old seasonal building. And so we ripped out all the old electric and ripped out all the old plumbing and started over. And the nice part, because it was seasonal, there was no insulation in the walls. So it made it that much easier for the contractors to run everything through the walls. And then when all that was done, put new siding on, and they came and drilled into the walls and foamed all the walls.
Wow.
Superior Polymer foamed everything in the attic and the walls, and then put siding on.
Wow.
Yeah. Great. So we pretty much, you know, did most of the work ourselves, but other than the plumbing and the electrical mostly.
Yeah.
Well, the windows and siding.
Yeah.
But the inside stuff.
Lots of painting and yeah.
Yeah.
And I hate painting.
Oh.
I hate painting.
Yikes. I like painting sometimes. Wow. Well, thank you for sharing your story. How did you take on and get involved in performances in the park?
So we were invited to Jeff and Kelly's Christmas party in 2018. I did not taste alcohol in the punch. And this was when they came up to us and said, you guys are in charge of coming up with an entertainment event in the park. And I'm like, we don't know anybody who performs up here. And he goes, oh, you'll find them. And I'm thinking, where are we going to find performers? And I mean, he immediately went into it, because I am the product of two scout leaders, and you volunteer when you're a scout or an auxiliarist or something like that. And so we called our friends from Tapestry back down in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, and they were the first act we booked. And that first year we had 5 acts. Last year we had 12. We would have had 12 this year, but one of the performers had a dropout. Mm-hmm. But
putting out the posters the first year, putting out posters everywhere we'd go, somebody goes, oh, that's what you're doing? Do you know so-and-so? They have a group or whatever. So that was kind of networking, just going to all these businesses in Hancock and Houghton and learning all the different music groups that are in the area that way. And then people started calling us and asking to come and play.
Like the Stapletons, I don't know how they got in touch with us 3 years ago.
Yeah, they're in Pittsburgh.
They live in Pittsburgh.
So they come all the way up. They play places all the way here.
Oh, okay.
But they come up and play for us up here.
And they have a big blue bus that I think they still have the bus. I don't know if it's...
And 5 kids?
And six kids. Six they just kids. Had their sixth child just before last year. And so... But it's... It's been fun, and this year, we've changed things a little bit, because we were inspired by what we did last year. Last year, we had No Child Without a Christmas, and we did in July.
Yeah.
It's usually No Child Without a Christmas in July. And so we raise money every Thursday, instead of...
Besides the tip pitchers for the performers, then we had a box for donating for the No Child Without a Christmas. And in the end of July, then we had the sheriff come.
Yeah, the first Thursday of August. Because
the sheriff's department puts that on. They raise money and work with that.
And so I don't think he realized how much we were doing.
Uh-huh.
Because he told some, I heard him telling somebody, yeah, we're probably going to be like $25-$30. And as I walk by him, and I'm thinking, oh, wait till you hear what we did for you. And it was well over $400 in a Christmas card. And then people in the audience, and he was so touched. You could see tears in his eyes.
Oh.
And I love Kurt Pennella, and so he was just so grateful. And then when he was getting off the stage after he did the presentation, all these people started handing him more money.
Aww.
So this year we're doing two things. We're giving back again, like this year in July and in August, we're doing the Dan Schmidt Gift of Music.
Oh, okay.
And so that is going to be cool. So we're giving back to the community, and it's all about kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's our life. It's got to all be about kids.
Oh, that's awesome. So the first summer was 2019 then, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So this will be 5 years.
Six.
Six.
6 years?
Am I terrible at math?
Or no. This is our sixth time. Sixth. Well, no matter how, whenever right. we started, this is six.
It's the sixth of whatever it was.
This is the sixth.
So we might have had it right away then, I guess.
Yeah.
It was the next, right, because we moved here.
Yeah,
in June
and
of 18, we had the Christmas where they told us we had to do this.
Voluntold.
And then we started it up the neck that first.
Yeah, somehow in there.
Yeah. Okay, so do you want to take us through each Thursday for the summer?
Okay.
And tell us the date, who is playing, and a description of their style and performance, please.
That's kind of hard because some people, three new people. We have Lily Beam.
We'll just go down the line.
Starting June 27th, it's Gail English, a different Mike, not Mike Irish, and somebody named Rob. That's how she wanted it.
We don't know him.
July 4th, we are going to have, from 4 to 6, John Snyder and Friends. John is the business manager at the Calumet Theater, and he's playing for us, which was super cool.
He probably knows some people.
So because Thursday fell on the 4th of July this time, we added John. Because then we'd have more music all day instead of just waiting till 7 o'clock. Because our normal time's 7 and 9.
Yeah.
So then John will be done right around 6, and then Blaine Crosby goes on from 7 to 9.
Okay.
Yeah. So two shows there because of a special day.
Okay.
And then
I do want to catch up our listeners. So June 27th, Gail, Mike, and Rob. So can you? We actually did interview Gail English. In this podcast, so anyone who has heard that knows a little bit about Gail and her style and performance. I just wanted to throw that in there. And then John Snyder and Friends on the 4th of July early. What kind of style do they bring to the table?
He has all kinds of styles, and so he's still pondering which one he wants to do.
I'll be surprised.
Yeah.
And then on the 11th, so...
Oh, Bling Crosby is... kind of rock music.
Rock music.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's Bruce Runman, who has...
Good Time Music
Downtown.
Wow, great. And that is... Bling Crosby is
Bling
on
Crosby.
July 4th from 7 to 9 p.m. All right. Now, who do we have on
And then
July
Kevin
11th?
Blackstone. He was the July second person 11th. That we contacted when we first started this.
Ooh, right. He was our first guinea pig.
We hit him up at rodeo.
Oh, yeah. Got to see Kevin at rodeo in Houghton.
Yeah.
And in the summers, you can see Kevin at Morning Sunshine and just down the block from here and get an awesome burrito with his lady.
Wonderful.
So, Kevin, just want to talk about Kevin.
Kevin sings.
Kevin is extraordinary.
Would you call it folk music?
Kind of a folky sound.
Yeah.
A little bit of...
Bluegrassy.
It's just, he's got the coolest music style.
He's so fun.
And we adore him, of course, because we've known him forever since Harbor House days.
That's right.
So we always want Kevin to play for us, that's for sure. And then on the 18th is the Stapletons. Hopefully their big blue bus can make it.
All right. And what are they like?
She has a large Irish harp.
Mm.
And he has 12-string guitar.
Wow.
If you Google them, they're a very dramatic-looking couple.
Yeah. I think I've heard them before, too.
Yeah. And they last summer they were here, they did, they were doing Great Lakes music, sailor music.
Okay.
And they were following the trail of the iron ore
from the from
Pittsburgh up
from
to
the
where
upper,
the ore
upper
comes
Minnesota.
Oh.
The Iron Trail, they call it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this year they'll have some more
new music.
Great Lake songs. And
cool.
And so then, let's see. Oh, hold on.
July 25th is Wild Honey Collective.
Yeah.
Are their names on here? Okay,
she's
so Wild Honey Collective is kind of a bluegrassy group. They're super, super fun. It's Tommy McCord, M-C, capital C-O-R-D, Daniel Geiger, G-Y-G-E-R, Timmy Rodriguez, Dan O'Brien, and Adam Amar are on this album. I don't know if those are all going to be here. I know that Tommy and Danielle are definitely going to be there because they're the start of this group.
Yeah.
And we love this music. It's super fun.
Yeah, they do draw a great crowd. I remember
because you were at your house.
Yeah.
Last summer.
Brady P was down there. He brought out his little blue guitar, and they let him join. It was so cute.
The, yeah, then the next day on Friday, they went over to Brickside Brewery and played a smaller, the guys, but a half the group. And
yeah.
They played, and Brady was down there with his guitar.
That's so cute. I love that when people just let that random funness.
It's just so fun to see Brady every Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah, he's our dancer.
We're going to miss him not being there.
Yeah, Braden's going to camp this summer. So a lot of people had said, oh, no, Brady in the park. I know. It will be sad. He'll be back in August. He'll be back in August.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So, he'll catch some of the Thursdays.
We'll catch some of it.
Yeah, so speaking of August, we got August 1st. Who's on?
August 1st
Uncle
is
Floyd.
Uncle Floyd. All that's right. Those the four Michigan Tech guys. That they're not there. They have play music, but they don't teach music.
Michigan Tech professors that have a group that's been playing in the area for quite a bit. And Cam, the leader,
Cam Williams.
He actually called us and asked, you know, if he could play up here because he in the summer. They have a house at Agate Harbor.
Oh, okay.
So he comes every Thursday to watch anyway.
Oh, fun.
I know.
So they come and play.
He's so cool.
Yeah.
And they're kind of progressive rock.
They're kind of rocky.
Some of it's country rock.
Bluegrassy
rock. Yeah.
And some of the acts just kind of throw something random out.
Yeah. Sure. Or why not?
Yeah. But they play a lot in the area down in Houghton.
Oh, great.
So then August 8th is Heather.
Heather Evans. Heather Evans came because we had the Stapletons were supposed to be here last summer, and they last minute bowed out because of an elderly family member. They had to stay home for the summer. They couldn't go out with the group, as a group. So and this guy at work, Trent, he knew of her from Marquette.
They're friends.
And he said, I got somebody you might want, because she plays bars there in Marquette. And so she came out, and everybody really loved her. She sits down with her guitar by herself and does a really good job.
Wow, she must have, because she's back on the list this year.
Yeah, everybody, awesome. Everybody at the park was loving it. So
great, I remember seeing her too.
Yeah, she came up to me before she started and said, "This is a family thing, right?" Because I'm guessing she has some suggestive songs for working at a bar.
Yeah,
I suppose.
And then Jan Arnold contacted us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like why we're in the process of doing the green room, and we were coming home really late at night, and then I found her, you know, she was on the answering machine, and so we have not met her.
And then we wanted to work in some new groups compared to past years, and a lot of them were helping us out, but we thought let's get some different faces and different music. And
it is great. So, I was going to mention that. I like to see a lot of this familiarity, but also some new names.
New names.
Right, because right. That's,
yeah, that is how you keep building. So Jan Arnold is August 15th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Lily?
Lily contacted us also. That's right. And we watched some of her stuff on YouTube singing.
Nice.
And sounded fun.
Yeah.
And she was all excited about wanting to come and play, so thought, let's do that.
Great. And Lily Baim is August 22nd. She's also a dear friend of mine. I've sang with
is
her before.
Really?
Oh, I love Lily, yes.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
And now, otherwise, is she working at Adventure Company?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
Very cool. And then the 29th of August is Tapestry.
All right.
And they're still coming back. They want to be back here every year because it's such a magical place. We were just down there in Fort Atkinson and following, like, we were the roadies and the, you know,
wow.
Following them and helping them out, putting stuff up and things, because they're constantly playing now. And they're having a record.
Yeah, they're doing a CD.
They're doing a CD, and
they
in
went
2 weeks,
to a,
it's...
Yeah, professional sound mixing and got their music.
Cool.
And one of the songs they're doing is... Roger Rumpy, the retired chemistry teacher from high school, which none of the kids can believe that he sings and plays, because they just knew him as the chemistry Nazi.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, he wrote a song for...
the Calumet
They're also
Theater.
Playing at Calumet Theater Wednesday night before us.
Oh, okay.
And then Roger wrote a song about the Calumet Theater.
Nice. So Describe Tapestry, their instrument setup, because it's really unique.
They have a lot of stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. They have so much stuff on the stage.
Seems like each person on the stage is playing 5 or 6 different stringed instruments.
And this year, they're going to be staying down in Loch Labelle at an Airbnb,
okay.
The whole band, so they can all be together in one place.
Nice.
And then, for me, with the Tapestry thing this past weekend, you know, to see them playing and thinking, wow, they're the ones that saved our butts when we were voluntold, we had to come up with
all these groups know they're playing for
free.
For tips.
Oh yeah, we don't pay them. They play
we don't
for
we
tips.
Don't have the budget to pay them. I wish we did, but so
nice.
Far we don't. So they play for tips and they haven't really complained. They say they get good
tips.
That's
amazing.
So.
Yeah,
they're
we've
happy,
not had
happy
one
with that.
Act
plus,
in 6 years to complain.
Plus, they love their scenery of looking out Brockway.
Yes.
In the woods and the park.
Yeah, I have played on that stage before with our band, and it was such a cool experience just to be there in the park and seeing your friends. And
oh, I know.
People you
well,
don't
that,
know.
The last year you did that was when Stacia did all the lights and sound cool and all the special effects. That was super cool.
That was
because
really
you guys closed that season.
I believe we did. Yeah, we had that.
Yeah, we
last
can
year.
Run into some cold weather at the end of August, first week of September.
Uh-huh.
Can be
We're hoping good things for Lena.
Yeah.
Because last year it was not fun for her.
Oh.
It was drizzly and really, really cold and damp, and people were just. You know, and kind of foggy. I mean, in last year, Uncle Floyd, it rained for Uncle Floyd, which we had never had.
Yeah, this
that
was
happen.
The first summer where at least 3 of the Thursdays we didn't have the best weather.
Ah, right.
Bling Crosby played for the first time for us last year, and a fog bank rolled in from the lake.
Oh,
and we're sitting in the park, and the school, one-room schoolhouse, is not that far away from the park. You could not see it.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's on the stage going, I know you're out there. I can hear you breathing.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So we're just going to keep playing for you.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was a little nasty. And then, unfortunately for Uncle Floyd, it rained. But everybody stayed. They just pulled tarps over. It was like everybody was ready.
Oh, wow.
Case,
that was our first rainy... Yeah. Time we that's the first time we had rain on a Thursday was
a lot of these years where you just get lucky
and so
sooner or later it
sooner
catches
later,
up with you
because it's an outdoor event
prepare for anything,
and we like to think that it's super family friendly, and in my eyes I see all these kids running around and playing and people having a great time.
People go to the local restaurants and get food to go and pizzas and things and come over and put a blanket down. And
we see a lot of pizzas coming out of the
music. Yeah, it's kind of a music picnic time.
It is. Yeah. So you briefly mentioned Lena, but September 5th,
Lena Maud. So on September 5th, it's Lena Maud and friends.
All right. Yep.
And so and she's got the coolest vibe.
She does.
Her voice is amazing. I'm probably going to be.
She does what? I guess I would say contemporary music that she makes up.
Yeah.
And it's really cool. Yeah. And then we're not sure.
She does a loop.
We're not sure friend wise. We're just hoping some of the other locals that were playing for us in past years come at the end of the year and play with, you know, she could play. It's a 2-hour thing, but she could play for part and then they could play for some of it. And
or just play
it could be
one
kind
or two
of like a little, you know,
thing,
entertainment of all different types.
And then from day one of starting this, the last night we have cake and, you know, and because of the season's over till next year, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But Lena, speaking of Lena, she and I got talking because she did, I want to say Lena did Stacy's store.
The mural, yeah.
The mural.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to Jeff, wouldn't it be cool to put a mural on the side of the garage?
Facing the park.
Facing the park. So you have this beautiful mural.
That's
of
a great idea.
The really cool thing, like, well, first of all, we'd have to have the raccoon and tree.
as on the poster.
And a bit the bear, and those guys could be off, and, you know, and so, but it would show like the bike rides and the different races, and
all the stuff that happens
up
here
in that park.
The copper dog could have some dog sled race stuff on it. It could have the mountain bike race, and
so we're planning to sit down with her. I want to say next week to talk about a mural, but we have to take it to the course of township.
Sure.
Yeah, so we have to do it. Township board because they need to pay for it.
Yeah. Well, she's a great artist. She deserves to be paid.
She's
an
extraordinary artist.
She's amazing. Yeah.
She's
an
amazing
idea,
woman.
Guys. Yep. I love
you
that.
You know, so.
Helps decorate the park and look cool.
Awesome.
Because when you look at that mural at Stacy's, it's so beautiful. And I'm thinking, we need to do that for the park because that brings in so much color and vibrancy. So. Because Jeff, so if you remember a couple years ago when there was a debate about moving the band shell, they wanted the township wanted us to move it in different places.
See where it worked out.
To see what worked out the best. And where we had it was the best place. But that's when I saw the ugly part of the garage.
Oh.
It was ugly and this
It was all white and dirty.
I looked at it and I said to Jeff, "So we've got to paint that ugly garage. It's just gross." And so there we are painting.
And you don't even like to paint.
I hate painting.
Oh my gosh, labor
a
lot.
For almost 5 months, I couldn't get the paint out of my hair.
Oh,
when we were doing the green room at the Calumet Theater. Because they was crawling under places because you got to get the paint where you can't see all the ugly stuff. And then I'd come out and my hair would be all crusty with paint.
Wow.
And what, cobwebs. And
wow.
Not the neatest painter.
I am the worst painter.
Well, thank you so much for telling us the lineup for this summer. It sounds super exciting, and I hope everyone can get here for at least one of those shows. You know, it's perfect to have on a Thursday before whatever event is coming in town.
And that's why we picked Thursday.
Yeah, that's great. I'd like you also to tell us about some of the other vendors people can expect to see in the park on those nights.
We decided to try to start a farmer's market at the same night.
Cool.
Because where we came from in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, they had a big farmer's market, and then they started adding music. Well, here we have music. Now we want to start adding the farmer's market. So we've had a few come up. It's a long drive to expect people to come up from Houghton and Hancock with their wares to sell. but we don't charge for their space either. So I always say you're subsidizing the price of what you pay for a space in some of the other farmers markets with your gas money.
Sure.
Yeah. So we right now we know that Bobby Shirey is going to be here.
Yeah. And the bagel
lady. And our bagel lady, Michelle. Oh, yeah, my God, bagels. Those bagels.
Oh, yum.
So we've got Michelle, the bagel lady. And who was the first one?
Bobby Shirey. She's an artist. She does such gorgeous work. And she's usually sitting off to one side of the bandshell.
The little parking spot.
All these ladies are making their little spots.
Yes.
Because a couple years ago, wow, when was it? 3 years ago?
Trails and the farm brought stuff in, asked if they could bring things in. So they did, and they'd sell out, halfway through the evening.
Everything out, and then people followed them, and they're all little tents kind of popped up. But last year, it really wasn't much of a market at all. Mm. So
it'll always vary, I'm sure. Like a lot of the farmers markets, there's a little ebb and flow to.
Sure.
Well, because they're doing the refrigerator outside at the Gaslight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that's why they stopped coming to
They only have so much
produce
to put out. Mm-hmm. And they have, I don't remember what you call it when you sign up and pay.
A CSA?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they get a lot of that. So, yeah, they have to do what they have to do.
Yeah.
And then we're not sure about trinkets and treats this year.
Okay.
Because we're debating. I think we should, as far as snacks go, we'd have water and soda like normal. But then Jeff doesn't want to do like the candy, and I'm like, there's kids there that want to eat candy, and so we have this little debate going on right now. So
gotcha.
Trinkets and treats right now is a little bit on pause until we can.
We'll definitely have water and soda. People that bring food over can come over and we don't make any money on.
No,
our food comes out of our
pocket and goes to the next.
We always just end up losing hundreds of dollars.
Oh, my gosh. You guys.
We just want our guests to be comfortable and having a good time in the park and enjoying themselves. And if what we do is, by giving them food and, snacks.
An easy one is like the big popcorn, flavored popcorn. Mm-hmm. They're usually a big hit.
Yeah,
and,
so we're just going to keep
chips and
the first couple Thursdays, we'll just watch to see what happens. And then we'll make a decision whether we're going to keep doing the concessions or not. So.
Wow. Cool. Well, thanks for that info. And you did mention the restoration at the Calumet Theater. Do you want to talk about that a little bit? Because that's huge.
That was pretty much all last winter for us.
So
luckily, we didn't have a lot of snow because we were driving back and forth every day.
It was like going from Fort Atkinson to Madison.
Back and forth.
Wow. And I did that drive for years, going from Fort Atkinson to Madison every day. And so we wanted to volunteer at the theater. Like I said, volunteering is in my psyche and in my blood veins. Mm-hmm. And so we asked what we can do, and they said, well, we need ushers. And we're like, oh, okay. And then we realized we don't know where the seats are.
Well, you can learn that.
But we weren't real excited
about ushering.
No. And then we went, and then the next time they had a performance, they said, can you do concessions? And we're like, sure. And so we are up in the ballroom and we're getting slammed, and it's just the two of us, and we're like, oh my God. And then Jeff's like, we're not doing this. And I'm like, I agree.
We're too old for all
we're
that
too
quick
old
decision
for
and
crazy
and
stuff.
Making, covering everything.
So at the holiday concert, We decorated
the
whole
theater for Christmas.
Mm. For Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
put a Christmas tree in each.
Yeah, so there's two trees in each box.
Or
seat.
One tree in each box. Yeah, there's four box seats, and two on each side, and we put Christmas trees with colored lights on them.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really pretty.
With all the colors in there.
And then I ended up going down into the bowels.
The green room.
The green room
and the dressing rooms are under the stage.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and so I went down the stairs with one of the kids, and oh my God. So she was afraid to go down the steps. I was afraid to go downstairs. And so we went downstairs, and it got stinkier and smellier and ickier, and the hallway was gross, and this long hallway was gross. And then we opened the door, and I went, oh my God, what the H is this? You know, it's like, oh, I can't, it was gross in there. And I'm thinking, this is weird.
Well, it wasn't dirty gross.
It was scary gross.
Not the right kind of colors on the walls.
Oh, it's an old building.
And the furniture was mid-century doctor's waiting room.
In a 125-year-old building. Yeah.
So we wanted to kind of make it look older again, even though that whole area has been refurbished and redone. It's not anything original. But we picked some good sage green colors, because the whole idea of a green room was it was supposed to be
green
as a calming color, was for the actors to have some place to sit before they go on stage and relax.
Or get together. It's so funny, because I keep saying this to Dan Jameson. I can't remember how Dan pronounces that, his name. And Nathan Jones. We keep telling them, and John Snyder, I keep thanking them for letting us play with them.
Yeah, because
we're working
at the theater, and
we're having it's like, oh, it's so much fun working there. We're having a blast.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like I said when we were off mic, that when we found the Harry Houdini portrait, that was a big deal. It turns out, because it's authenticated now from the people in Appleton, Wisconsin, at the Harry Houdini Museum.
Wow.
And then you're still working on the projection room.
We're going to put the projection room that had the big carbon arc projectors in it from the 20s and 30s all the way up into the 50s, 60s.
50s
until
and 60s.
Stuff went digital.
Yeah.
And we're changing the room back to the way it used to look.
Jeff has a photograph on his phone.
We have a photo of it to look
at
it and see.
Oh, wow.
Changing it all over, and then we'll put the projectors back in it the way they were, and so people doing a tour can come and look in and walk around them and see them.
So with the green room project, I've always wanted to be a designer, and I have crazy brain on top. And the light fixtures above all the mirrors were so ugly and gross.
Yeah,
so I said to Jeff,
it was 80s light fixtures.
70s or more like
with
it.
With a real, real bright brass,
and
they were facing down with these white glass kind of
bowls.
I can imagine.
Yeah, so and then I'd...
Let me go. So I'm looking at these light fixtures, and all the bulbs were going down on pretty much every one of them, but there was one of the fixtures where they had bulbs. One bulb was going this way and one was going that way, because I did not want to the theater spend all... Because we...
That would be a lot of money.
To spend money for all of those lights. And I said to Jeff, do you think you could repurpose those and make them go like in cages? You know, you put the light bulb in a cage.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, I can do that. That would be easy. So he took that on as his personal project.
Wow, yeah.
To redo all those lights.
What I was going to say is I Googled what did old dressing rooms look like. Back in the early 1900s, and everything, all the light bulbs had a cage around them.
Oh, okay.
Because you didn't want to touch it, because old light bulbs would take your skin off.
It'd be hot, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. And then, speaking of stuff like that, so Jeff met the theater ghost, didn't you, dear?
Oh, boy.
Madame Majeska. And she turns out she is the theater ghost. I was joking, but she is the theater ghost, and I didn't realize that. But so he was.
I was running. Michigan Tech donated digital cameras, to put on the edge of the second floor balcony so that they can live stream, so people that are shut in can watch, can go on and watch performances and music. And so it was cool. And but to get the data cable from the projector or from the cameras underneath the seating is kind of, it's kind of like a giant attic times 10 trying to crawl through all the old wood framing and all the stuff to get the data cables back, and then go down a wall to the basement, and then go across and come up into the sound and light and control booth.
Wow.
With the cabling. So I got, we got it to the point where it was down the wall and it was in the basement, and I was on a stepladder to put it up through a hole into the sound booth, the control booth area, and I smelled tobacco smoke.
Oh my.
And my, you know, reflex was I turned with the idea of saying, you can't smoke down here. You're in a theater. You shouldn't be smoking in here. And nobody was there. And that quick, the smell was gone also.
She blew smoke in his face.
Wow.
Because I'm guessing back then, ladies weren't supposed to smoke in the early 1900s.
Oh,
so she would go down in the, in the, in the bowels underneath the theater, and she would burn one.
Wow.
Yeah, and we've had, and I, like I said, I've been finding treasures all over the yeah. theater and having so much fun.
Yeah, hundreds of years of stuff that's been packed away. And
yeah. We, there, unfortunately, at some point there was water damage.
Mm.
And that they try to get as much of the papers out of the theater to protect them. And I don't know where that's at right now. But Dan is storing everything at the storage place right next to Pat's.
Mm.
And we're supposed to be getting keys on Wednesday.
Yeah, look through some more stuff.
To go through some more papers and things. Because, I, like I said, I am having a blast.
Yeah.
Oh, go get the cookbook.
Oh, the cookbook.
So I'm finding really cool stuff. And I'm opening boxes. And there's just a... like three boxes with cookbooks.
Yeah, they sell them.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so it might have some interesting recipes in it.
Wow.
So we're supposed to send a cup, one of these to the cooks and one of these to Roger.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. It's called Standing Ovation. Ovation. Yes. Standing Ovation.
I'm guessing it would be local people put all, some of their family recipes together and should be good.
Wow, very cool. You guys are finding treasures down there.
And so then it's going back to the green room and the furniture. Because we painted the floor.
Okay.
And we painted the wall, the walls sage green, and it's a creamy color. You know, those were the two colors we used. And so then Nathan, so we made both Nathan and Dan kind of choke up because, first of all, we said, well, you're not paying us. We want to do this. And the other is because we were just having so much fun. It was, it's a blast being there. And so so Danica had some furniture. She had we needed storage. And all they had was that all these ugly, broken down pieces of furniture. So we talked to Mary Sue at Burton Gallery. She took all the icky doctor stuff away, the mid-century modern.
I guess mid-century is in again, so she can resell it.
Oh,
right.
Well, that's a winner.
And so, and so the furniture she brought is, you know, like probably like late 1920s maybe. And then we were down in Fort Atkinson at that point a couple months ago, and Danica put that furniture suite up. And I went, oh my God, Jeff, look at this dresser. And it was just a drawer, but you could tell it was a dresser. And Danica had paid like $325 for the whole set at one point. And she sold the whole set to us for $50.
Oh, wow.
And so that's now holding a bunch of stuff, you know.
In the green room.
And there's a lot of space in there. And so, and then Nathan has this cooler thing that looks like a grill, but it's for cold stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, because so, all the acts want something to eat.
Yeah, and so, it's just been so much fun that we've been having issues with children.
Well, yeah, we'll just say that you need supervision in a green room with
you need adults
with middle school kids. They can't be by themselves.
Makes sense.
Yeah, they need an adult. They need adults down there.
Yeah,
but they're not hurting anything. Yeah. They're our spilling and making stuff dirty.
Our big thing was our goal was what month? February.
It was the February 4th.
The drifters were coming.
That was our deadline to get
it done for the drifters.
And they were so grateful.
So now when people come to perform at the theater, they can use the green room.
That
wasn't available for...
They could use... Oh, yeah. They could always use it.
Oh, they could.
But...
They didn't want to.
It wasn't something to write home about.
Oh, my gosh. And now you are giving them a pleasant experience.
Yeah, now we've already had a big compliment from...
Ecstasy.
They were here from the 80s. They were here a month or so back.
Yeah.
And they went back...
They came from England.
They went back to England, but they... I don't know if it was a Facebook thing.
It was on Facebook.
It was on Facebook that they raved about how beautiful the green room was.
So we got the best green room.
Yeah, they judged us best green room they've been in.
Oh, wow. I bet you're so proud.
We are. And it's, oh my God. And Dan, he and Nathan and Reese, those three guys, they make the whole experience incredible. I mean, it is so awesome to work with them and help them and have them realize that we're not doing this for us.
Yeah.
We're doing this for the community. We're doing this to help them bring in the community.
Beautiful.
So we're having a good time.
Yeah.
And it's like we've been gone for like a week, so we got to get back there on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And now the summer hits, and now it'll be
a little quieter.
It'll be a lot more with performances in the park, setting up the day before and the day of, and then putting things away at night, and then we'll work at the theater. Otherwise, besides that,
nice.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are awesome. Thanks for all you do.
We busy.
We just like being busy, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
You know,
and
besides, you know, the fact that we still volunteer with, like, the Calumet Band.
Marching band.
Seated bands.
Yep.
So, so now you can understand why we are so married to the arts. Mm-hmm. Because we see what happens to our kids. We have kids who literally are performing all over the world.
Wow.
It happens when you've been doing it for... almost 30 years.
Yeah.
30 years of high school music kids, and then they go out in the world and do things.
And do wonderful things, and then they'll out of nowhere send me a message going, I can't thank you enough for giving me the opportunity to be one of your kids, or something like that. And then I sit and cry.
Yes. Well, it's so meaningful.
Dated one of our kids.
That's right. I did when I was in college. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, and he was really goofy. I don't know how you did it.
Yeah, his parents had to go. He was in a play for our community theater for a summer show, and his parents wanted to go to Door County, and so long story short, he stayed with us. He lived with us for 3 days and played our piano because we didn't know how, and he was such a goof and so fun. He still is. He hasn't changed at all.
Oh, that's good. Once a goof, always a goof. I like that. Cool. Well, thank you so much for talking with us today. I know you guys are really busy and you can't wait to get back to the theater and all that. So before we go, I just wanted to let you know why I did lose my voice, because I went to a transformational event in Hollywood. I mean, talking about the performing arts, I had an awesome experience there with Lisa Nichols. She's a transformational speaker throughout the world, and met with people there from 50 different countries, and just had such an experience. At one point, I felt like the outside of me, like my negativity and my fears about myself and my future just crumbled. And this new version of me kind of just floated out. And that's who I'm working with now, is this new person who I found. And it's so beautiful. But other people who were there also had a similar experience of losing their voice and things, just because I think when you have a transformational experience emotionally in the nun, then your body has to recalculate and recalibrate and kind of catch up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I'm at. But also, I did just send my little guy to camp for 7 weeks mm-hmm. at a therapy camp. So like we said, we won't see him in the park for these.
Till August.
But yeah, but he's in our hearts, and he's going to come back a new man. Mm-hmm. He's going to be almost a man, probably. He'll have a mustache.
No.
He can't wait to have a mustache. It's so cute. But thank you again for talking with us, and thanks for all you do. And thank you, dear listener. Till next time, take a moment to watch someone pour their heart out through music, and be good to yourself. Ba 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 da 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 ba ba da ba do da da.